This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have it to yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, you listening to what's going on in the news again? I just have one question for you. Who sells the fear of not wearing a mask, and who sells the fear of not being vaccinated more than the mainstream media? How many times a day are you reminded to wear a mask or to be vaccinated? And what they do is they have the audacity, like they're talking about over Waikiki in Hawaii right now, that can you believe it? People aren't wearing their masks when it's 80 and 90 degrees outside. Masks that don't prevent COVID-19 or prevent disease stay at the manufacturer. Can you believe that people would have the audacity not to listen to the health experts that continuously lie to us 24/7? Can you believe that the people in this country don't believe the government, who again has 11% approval rating? I mean, Americans, can you believe it? I mean, it's absolutely astounding. Friends, let me remind you, there is no law. There is no law to enforce. This is all based on fear. If you would listen slowly as to what I reiterated on this radio show, probably about 1,000 times over the last 13 months, the same people selling you the vaccinations are the same ones selling you the virus. Can you believe anybody in this country is going along with the narrative, especially considering the source? It's absolutely embarrassing, to say the least. Yesterday, I tipped in, speaking of which, how a family, Hannah Rewert and her family, have become fully vaccinated for COVID. And guess what, friends? They're now COVID positive, say they. I guess that's what happens when you ignore the doctors that tell you you can't get the COVID-19 unless it's injected into your body. I guess they had a hard find out the hard way, right? And they did. Earlier this week, investigators in Europe found that the experimental COVID vaccines have caused fatal blood clots. How many times do we need to hear these reports, friends? The European Medicines Agency, the EMA, which is the acronym, the government body in Europe that approves emergency use for the experimental vaccines, even admitted they saw blood clots develop in a few cases and even saw blood clots develop in the brain. Have you, friends, heard the mainstream media give this report? No. You're always hearing glowing reports from that of Pfizer. You're always hearing glowing reports of that of Moderna. But is anybody paying attention to the history of Moderna and or Pfizer? Well, I shared that with you yesterday on the show. Friends, they determined that they did not have enough evidence to establish a definitive link between the experimental COVID vaccine and blood clots, and told countries to resume vaccinating people because of the benefits outweighing the risks. The CDC, again, telling the people, the benefits outweigh the risks, okay? keep in mind, who's profiting from the vaccination? More than the people that are selling you the virus, that are selling you the fear to get one. The U.S. Center for Disease Control, the CDC, states the known and potential benefits of a COVID-19 vaccine must outweigh the known and potential risks of vaccine for use under what is known as an emergency use authorization. There's the word emergency again, friends. That's the argument of tyrants. It's the creed of slaves. Everything the government sells you is we better hurry up and do it, and they use some sort of manufactured crisis to do so. And the American people fail to learn from history. Even not long ago, friends, and I'm talking about a decade, I'm talking about it can happen yesterday, and the people would forget about it today. I remember when Martin Luther King Jr., as a matter of fact, said one time, we live in a four-day nation. 4 days, that's all it takes for the government and the mainstream media to change topics, and the people will go from one topic to the next topic in 4 days. Folks, listen carefully. The mainstream media and the politicians could drop this whole mask mandate. They could drop all the restrictions, which they have no constitutional authority to implement, by the way. They could drop all of the vaccine conversation, and within 4 days, they could have us talking about a different crisis. And we would have faded away, out of mind and out of sight, concerning the very emergency crises that they've manufactured that they're pushing on us today. We would completely forget about it. Here, I'm going to give you a couple facts because I'm just shooting from the hip concerning the commercial that you just heard from the propagandists today. The fact sheet contains information to help us understand the risks and benefits of Pfizer BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine, okay? The Pfizer BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine is a vaccine and may prevent you from getting COVID-19. That's what they tell us. The FDA approved the vaccine to prevent COVID-19, okay? But I want you to listen to the side effects of this vaccine. Injection site pain, tiredness, headache, muscle pain, chills, joint pain, fever, injection site swelling where they put the needle, injection site redness where they put the needle, nausea, feeling unwell, swollen lymph nodes, non-severe allergic reactions such as rash, itching, hives, or swelling of the face, okay? Bell palsy, severe allergic reactions, difficulty breathing. These are the benefits that outweigh the effect, the adverse effects, they say. Swelling of your face and throat, a fast heartbeat, a bad rash all over your body, dizziness and weakness, brain tumors, blood clots, death. And this is the very things that we're not hearing about today, friends. Okay? And this is what we need to be hearing about is the side effects, because, again, we're not hearing of the side effects concerning these vaccinations that are being sold to the American people. And, again, you need to ask the question why it is that they're just continuously giving glowing reports on these vaccinations but failing to mention the side effects of these vaccinations. Okay? And this is where we're at today, friends. Okay? We need to wake up to what's going on. Now, what I want to do is I want to get you over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go ahead and check out the 13 to 15 articles over there combating the lies in the mainstream media. Go to the right side of the page. Join us on the social media platforms there. Subscribe to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, go over to beforenews.com. The same exact thing over there. Join us on the social media platform. Join us on...
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, by the way, if you want to call in at any time, I would love to hear from you. We are broadcasting live out of Tennessee. As a matter of fact, just let me give you the real quick rundown. People always tell me or ask me the question. I shouldn't say always, but, you know, the squeaky wheel every once in a while will squeak up. And they'll say, well, Bradley, what are you doing about it? Well, that's all you have to do is go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, and you can understand exactly who we are and what it is that we do and what it is that we've been doing nonstop for 23 years of ministry, literally. Put again that up to March 16, 15 when you get a moment. On Tuesday of last week, we left after radio, 3 o'clock Central. We drove 13 hours to Michigan. We woke up the next morning, did an article on sonsoflibertymedia.com. We did a broadcast for an hour. Then we went to Hastings and preached there for 3 hours that night. The next morning, we woke up and we drove over to Novi, Michigan, where I did the same thing. After 2 hours of driving there, I get up, we do a column for sonsoflibertymedia.com, and then we broadcast for an hour on radio, and then I preach for 3 hours to a packed house there in Novi. Then what we did is we woke up, literally, and we drove 5 hours to Ohio. When we woke up the next morning, we were in Millersburg, Ohio, and wrote my article, did an hour broadcast, we drove the next morning, 45 minutes to a church in Warsaw. It was a great service, by the way. Thank you, Lord. And then what we did is we woke up the next morning, and then we drove 7 hours to Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, where I did live television with U.S. Foreign Ambassador Alan Keyes. And then, of course, the same day we did an article for sonsoflibertymedia.com, and then we did an hour broadcast. We got up, and then this morning we got up about 5:30 in the morning, and we drove about an hour and a half, and I did a service in some community where we had about 100 people, which was fine, and it was great, and they were older folks, and they were sweethearts, and I had the opportunity to reach out to them, And then what we do is we come over here, we get the next hotel room. I do my article like I did, and then I'm broadcasting now for an hour. And then in a couple hours, I'm going to go do a local service here at a local church that's refusing to bow to the dictates of the tyrants in federal and state governments who have not lawful authority whatsoever to do the things that they're doing. Again, keep in mind, resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. So, folks, we are literally doing one thing after another, and I'm happy to be spent. I want to tell you why, because Jesus said where you lose your life is where you find it, and it's exactly right spot on. When we're done tonight, we're going to wake up tomorrow morning, and we're going to drive another 4 hours to Spring Hill, Tennessee, where I'm going to go to my friend Brandon Taylor's church, who is a guy that is literally getting it done, as we call it here. They're getting the stuff done, as we call it in ministry. And this guy is reaching out into his community. He's getting mandates set in state statute, resisting the tyranny that's going on in this country. And we're going to be preaching at his church and hopefully to some local commissioners as well as local sheriffs and the such. So, folks, I'm here to tell you firsthand, not within myself, but every strong man of God knows how he's weak, because God needs weak men to get the job done that understand that it's first impossible, then it's difficult, and then it's done. But we got to stay bearing the cross during the difficult times to win the day, okay? As I said this morning to this group, and I say it to you, my friends, it's interesting how many people love their freedoms until they actually have to stand up and fight for it themselves. Well, just keep in mind, someone sacrificed themselves to give us the freedoms that we have, and I'm going to live for what they died for, namely Jesus Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:15. And in the natural. Remember, Jesus always spoke in the natural to teach us spiritual lessons, and that's what I'm doing even now. So anyways, I said all that to say this. We are doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving ourselves, and we're happy to be out here. We're happy that you people are keeping us out here. And by the way, please consider supporting this ministry and keeping us out here. And if you want to know what people are receiving on the road, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out all the referrals if that's what you need. We're to find our faith not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of God. That's 1 Corinthians 2:5. It tells us in 1 Corinthians 4:20 that the Word of God is not, the kingdom of God is not in word, but it is in power. Okay? They're finding their faith in the Lord. They are receiving the anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage, where they should. Not in the intellect of man, because I'm not that guy. I come as a weak man, but I'm strong in the faith. And he's the one that's made me strong in the faith to do what we're doing. But we're winning the day here. I want to say that again. I want you to be in. Deaths, 1,739 deaths,
and 38,444 recorded injuries in bears following injections of the experimental shots. These are voluntary reports that historically have been estimated to be less than 1% of actual adverse events following vaccines that are reported to bears. Now, this again, I want to lay to you, okay? This is what I want you to hear. Did you hear the mainstream media highlighting the side effects, the adverse side effects of these experimental COVID shots? Absolutely not. Did you hear about the 1,739 people that died from these experimental, listen, Americans, listen, 53 countries. I have some friends over in Belgium right now that are listening to me and watching me as well. Have you heard of the 1,739 deaths from these experimental vaccinations? No. Have you heard of the 38,444 recorded injuries in bears following injections of the experimental COVID shots? Absolutely not. How come you're not hearing that? How come you're just hearing the pros and not the cons? And by the way, there is no pros to this, especially if you're a Christian. Leviticus 17:11. Americans, I want to tell you something. Love tells the truth. Hate does not. Because love makes men free if you're willing to hear it. Love with truth. And I'm talking about John 8:32. So let me tee this up for the next segment concerning the topics in which we're going to be covering for the next two segments. Friends, you got to know, and you've heard it a million times, especially from Tim Brown, Sons of Liberty Radio Morning Show, and myself. You knew what was coming. We just found out that the Ninth Circuit somehow or another ruled that those individuals have no right to carry firearms, either openly or concealed. Again, I got to put a question to you. Is this American government? No. This is running antithetical to American government. Is what they're stating, does this liberate men or does this enslave men? It enslaves men. When does it come to the point with the American people that they understand that the Bill of Rights are their God-given rights? When do the people in this country understand that their forefathers fought to give them these rights that they have today? When is it that the American people are going to understand that the Second Amendment was given not to go deer hunting like many cowards and capitulators like to hide behind, but they gave us the Second Amendment to protect ourselves, to arm ourselves from tyranny if our government ever gets out of control the way that we see today, that they're out of control? That was the reason for the Second Amendment. What are we seeing? By the way, these are the thou shalt not to those that serve we the people. What does that mean, friends, when I say that? Well, what it means, friends, is that you're dealing with
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
For 4 years, we heard Democrats going on and on about kids in cages. Well, Joe Biden desperately does not want you to see the Biden cages.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz. This as a group of Republican senators are heading to the U.S.-Mexico border. Cruz continues.
I've been to the border many, many times. I've been to the border under Barack Obama. Media were allowed. I've been to the border under Donald Trump. Media were allowed. Before that, George W. Bush. Media were allowed on the border. Before that, Bill Clinton. Media were allowed on the border.
Cruz referring to the fact that the Biden administration is not letting the media take a look at where the illegal immigrant children are being held. The second round of stimulus checks is anticipated to hit people's bank accounts on Wednesday. The Treasury Department also saying mailed paper checks could be on the way if the $1,400 payment doesn't appear in direct deposits. USA Radio News. Americans are increasingly saying build the wall. A majority of voters now say they want the government to finish construction of former President Donald Trump's border wall, according to polling from the Senate Opportunity Fund, which also found Americans itching for a tougher approach to illegal immigration than President Biden is taking. By a large margin, 71% to 19%, voters say they want the administration to get tougher on illegal immigration by, among other things, enforcing laws and ending incentives. The Senate Opportunity Fund's polling shows that 38% of those polled are against the wall, meanwhile 53% support the wall. As far as who's to blame for the issues on the border, the Senate Opportunity Fund survey found 59% blamed President Biden. The Kentucky Derby will take place May 1st with limited attendance. Tickets go on sale Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. I want to get to the main topic because I want to do my best to actually cover the whole topic before we actually bring the show to a close today. The breaking news of the day is the Ninth Circuit is ruling that the people in that Ninth Circuit jurisdiction has no right to carry firearms either openly or concealed. I want to tell you who they are exactly. The District of Alaska, the District of Arizona, the Central District of California, Eastern District of California, Northern District of California, Southern District of California, the District of Hawaii, Idaho, Montana, Nevada, Oregon, and Eastern and Western Districts of Washington, D.C. The courts have somehow ruled that they don't have, those people in those particular states do not have a right to carry firearms either openly or concealed. Friends, this is what I want to convey. What's going through me right now, the art of radio, the art of writing, friends, is saying the same things a different way. And I've said it so many different ways concerning the things that I'm going to say in just a moment, that I almost don't know how to state any other way, but in a way that a child would understand. What is it that the American people don't understand that when we look at those said representatives that are tearing down the Constitution and attempting to recreate in their own global image that they must be lawfully dealt with by 330 million people in this country? When we're told these sorts of things by judges whose job it is to simply play the referee, is to simply play. This is their work duties. Discover and apply what the law says. Their job is to discover and apply what the law says. It is not their job to create, to legislate. It is not their job to play the activist when it comes to any law. Friends, I know one of the things, I was talking to a gentleman this morning. He kept bringing up to me case law. I don't care what case law has to say, friends. I care about what the law has to say. Because fallen man is not the standard. Deuteronomy 25 is clear when it tells us what we're supposed to do and what a judge is supposed to do. Now, this is what I want to say for the 100,000th time. When are the American people going to understand that they're going to have to throw off tyrants? That's the lesson our forefathers taught us. Read the Declaration of Independence. Again, Abraham Lincoln was right when he said that we're not called to overthrow the Constitution, but we are called to overthrow the men that pervert the Constitution. Oh, I can hear it now. Someone is saying, but Bradley, they're judges, they're federal judges, they can do whatever they want. Really, who told you that? Who told you that? Because I know that when I go over to Article 1, Section 3, exactly what it tells you, I'm sorry, Article 3, Section 1, as to what it says. And I think it's important for people to hear. Listen carefully. The judicial power of the United States shall be vested in one Supreme Court, according to law. Not according to case law or fallen man, okay? And in such inferior courts as the Congress from time to time ordain and establish, the judges both of the supreme and inferior courts, listen carefully, shall hold their offices during good behavior. During good behavior. I know that we're also told that judges, well, you know what? Supreme Court judges, man, when they're appointed, they're appointed for life. Really? Can somebody show me that in the U.S. Constitution, please? Because these are the lies that are thrown out there in the mix concerning the political language that's been created to make lies sound truthful because they are unconstitutional. When I hear people say stuff like that, it's like they're talking Chinese to me because I know what they're saying is a complete lie. Judges are not to sit during bad behavior. And if they do, like in the Ninth District, it is for the American people to stand up, listen again, impeach them for bad behavior, Article 2, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution, and once they're removed, they must be prosecuted for their crimes against we, the people, and our God-given rights. They are not there, friends, to tear down the Constitution. They are there to uphold the enumerated laws found within. Is this what we're seeing, friends, in the Ninth District right now? And by the way, I don't need to talk about all the branches on the tree concerning this issue because what happens is too many times people get caught up on the topics concerning the branches on the tree, regardless if it's lawful or not lawful. Hey, friends. What they want to do is they want to get you caught up into some debate where you are actually in that debate where they begin to ask you questions, getting you to answer the wrong questions because they've got you answering the wrong questions, right? The burden of proof is on them, not on you. But the point that I'm trying to make here, friends, is the fact that instead of dealing with all the branches on the tree, which are irrelevant as, again, they continuously gut the pith and marrow of our God-given rights, it's for the American people to lay the axe to the root of the tree, drop the tree, and drop the people that are planting the seeds of those trees in this country that are unconstitutional. Because if the American people fail to deal with these corrupt judges that sit on the Ninth Circuit, you're going to lose your Second Amendment. And if you lose your Second Amendment right, you lose every other right because you don't have anything else to enforce your other God-given rights with. Americans, what you're seeing is your God-given rights under attack. You are being attacked from every angle concerning what's going on here. Again, I want to highlight this. The Ninth Circuit rules, no right to carry firearms.
either openly or concealed. This is where the people in the state of California and all those that I've named in the 9th district from Alaska, Arizona, California, and every district, Hawaii, Idaho, Montana, Nevada, Oregon, Washington, and eastern and western districts, to rise up and to throw those judges off. And not to just throw them off, but again, listen, you want to make America great again? Then prosecute. Drain the swamp that Donald Trump failed to drain. Just a side note, I'm hearing a lot of talk. I'm seeing flags on the road right now where they're saying Donald Trump 2024. I got a question for you concerning Joe Biden. Everybody's mad about Joe Biden right now. Can I be honest with you? The American, especially you foreigners that are listening to us, my foreign friends in different countries, Americans deserve Joe Biden because they didn't have eyes to see nor ears to hear concerning what Donald Trump was leading off. Donald Trump promised for 5 years he was going to drain the swamp. He raised record highs concerning his fundraising efforts from the American people, and he didn't keep one promise to prosecute or to drain the swamp. Yesterday, I highlighted the fact because I seen it in passing. Donald Trump and his followers right now are all out there blaming Joe Biden for destroying America. I want to set the record straight. The truth be told, tell the truth and shame the devil. That's exactly what we're doing here. It's the truth that makes men free, so we might enjoy the spirit of the Lord where there's freedom. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Donald Trump is highlighting the crimes of Joe Biden. And I want you to listen to me carefully, friends. If Donald Trump would have kept his promise of draining the swamp, he would have prosecuted Joe Biden, and not just Joe Biden, Barack Obama, the Bushes, the Clintons, the list goes on of corrupt politicians in Washington and in the United States of America. If Donald Trump was actually here to make America great again, what justice guards our liberties, Isaiah 51, verse 4, he would have prosecuted Joe Biden for his treason. Joe Biden and treason were highlighted over and over again by Donald Trump. If Donald Trump really cared about the American people, do you think that we would have a Joe Biden right now? Do you think that we would have another issue with the Clintons right now, or the Obamas right now, or the Bush family and the crime family syndicates in which they're a part of? Absolutely not. So don't sit there and tell me about how you make America great again. How you make America great again today is to do what Donald Trump left off. And Donald Trump did not prosecute one politician. That's why in America, and I'm talking to my friends outside of the United States of America, we have a Joe Biden today because Donald Trump failed to prosecute Joe Biden. And again, I just said the American people deserve Joe Biden. They do. They do. Why? Because they tolerated empty promises from Donald Trump. They tolerated the transgressions of 1,163 transgressions of Barack Obama in an 8-year span. They deserve Joe Biden. Okay? They deserve the preceding administration as well, and the one before that, because as long as I can remember, I've been in ministry for 2 decades now, and it's for long as I can remember, that's all I've heard the grown-ups of the world do is complain about corruption in their government, and they do absolutely nothing as to what's prescribed to us by our forefathers, which is found in the Word of God, as to bring about righteousness and peace within the gate, which is bringing judgment upon the heads of the wicked. We've seen nothing in this country but our parents highlight the crimes of those that they failed to prosecute. Joe Biden is a representation of the American people today. He's a representation of what the American people will submit to, is what he is. Is he treasonous? Oh, you know he's treasonous. Is he a fraud? Yes. But so are the American people that tolerate him. But there's a whole lot of people in this country as well that aren't tolerating him. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty final segment. Again, I want to point my finger over to our resources. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and subscribe there. Also, join us on the social media platforms. You can watch us live. The replay is available as well. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, go to beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page there. Join us on social media platforms. And again, I'm dumping a lot of information on you. If you want to call in, please do, but I got to hit a couple more points here, and I'm going to be an encouragement to the people, namely the people in this country that have been sick and tired far too long concerning the corruption going on in this government. I'm going to take Sal from Colorado. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hello. I want to make this quick. The government is going to approve the AstraZeneca vaccine. News articles say that it's 78% effective. But if you go to Bing or Google, you'll see that 9 countries have completely banned this shot. That is all I have to say. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Yeah, appreciate it. The point that he's saying, friends, is all over the world right now, the adverse side effects are coming to the light concerning, again, the side effects of the vaccinations. They're stopping the vaccinations on a global basis, but in America, they're going to keep driving them. And I want to tell you why they're going to keep driving them. They're going to keep driving them because Americans, you're not paying attention to it. You're too accommodating. You're too compliant with what's going on here. So they're encouraged to continuously vaccinate, inoculate the people, or at least that's what they'd have you believe. They want to keep jamming and poking and jabbing that needle into your arm until you figure out what the side effects are, too. But Sal was exactly right out of Colorado. So thank you for the call. I totally appreciate it. I want to get back to this point, because we're talking about the Ninth Circuit. Listen to this. Listen to the pride and the arrogancy, even the audacity, the brazen audacity of the Ninth Circuit to come out and say that people in this country have no right to carry firearms either openly or concealed. Another point that I reiterate on the show, friends, over and over and over again is our rights don't come from the Ninth Circuit. Our rights don't come from our representative government. Our rights don't come from limited government. Our rights don't come from the state. This is insane. But they want to tell us, instead of, you know, remembering their oath when they put their hand on the Bible, swearing to God, man, that they would uphold the laws found within the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. That means here at home. Of course, they're not going to incriminate themselves or each other because they're in it together. Put that up against Isaiah 28, verse 18. But the fact of the matter is they want you to believe that your rights come from them. I'm here to tell you that your rights do not come from them. I do want to say this, that they don't have any right to tell us who can carry and who cannot carry concerning openly or concealed. I want you to listen to the opinion. Not that anybody cares about their opinion, because everybody has an opinion. And we can say in this particular case, friends, it's foreign to the U.S. Constitution, namely the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Clearly, right? They said, after careful review of the history of English and American regulation of carrying arms openly in the public square, the en banc court concluded that Hawaii's restrictions on the open carrying of firearms reflect longstanding prohibitions, and therefore the conduct they regulate is outside the historical scope of the Second Amendment. You want to know what they're hoping for? They're hoping that you don't know the difference. Because what they just did to you is they just rewrote history, a history that never existed in this country. Do you understand this? In other words, they're blatantly lying to you. The en banc court held that the Second Amendment does not guarantee an unfettered general right to openly carry arms in public for individual self-defense. Friends, let me tell you what's happening here. We see, again, a government acting outside of their scope of authority, overreaching, acting in a foreign manner to these documents right here, okay, that is inciting domestic insurrection. They're prodding the people to see who's going to respond to their tyranny. There's 393.3 million guns in the hands of 330 million people. Would you call that insanity? Oh, absolutely, I would call it insanity. But I also want to put in the light of this conversation that those that serve we the people, again, listen carefully, they're not above the law. If they violate the law, they're subject to the consequence of violating law, just like me or you are. Okay? And again, if you say to yourself, well, Bradley, come on, these guys, they're elites, they're demigods, yep, yep, and who gave them the power and who gave them the attitude to think in such a way? The American people's apathy, intolerance towards their crimes against themselves. Now, I want to take this and I want to counter it, and I want you to listen carefully, again, to our forefathers. Here's Patrick Henry. He said, guard with jealous attention the public liberty. He said, suspect everyone who approaches that jewel. He said, unfortunately, he's talking to the people, nothing will preserve it but downright force. Downright force, Americans. He said, whenever you give up that force, he said, you're going to be ruined. He said, the great object is that every man be armed. Everyone who is able might have a gun. What are they talking about? Historical, friends, the historical points of our country. The historical scope of the Second Amendment, they said. I'm giving it to you right now. I'm giving it to you right now. Kench Cox said, Philadelphia Federal Gazette, June 18, 1789. Listen to what he said. This is our historical future. Oh, you know what? I got another thought here. And I'm thinking of James Madison and what he said of change. Let's see if I can pull this up really quick. And he said bastardized. Let's see if I can pull it up here. This is what he said. This is important. Thank you, Lord. Listen carefully. James Madison, the father of our Constitution, said this. He said, do not separate text from historical background. They just revised, the Ninth District just revised the historical background. They just blatantly lied to the people, saying that this doesn't have anything to do with our historical background concerning the Second Amendment. James Madison goes back, if you do separate text from historical background, you will have perverted and subverted the Constitution, which can only end in a distorted, bastardized form of illegitimate government. Oh, is that exactly what they just did? It's exactly what they just did, which makes them liars. And liars, to lie would be a misdemeanor. And if they lie just once, not 10 times, and a bell goes off, but you hold their feet to the fire concerning the U.S. Constitution one time, you impeach each and every one of them. That will send and teach them the fear of God, Proverbs 16:6, not to commit the crime again. You want to make America great again? Americans, bring justice upon the heads of the wicked. The wicked are those that know to do right and do it not in government, that are illegitimate, them that are distorting historical background concerning our government, because your Second Amendment banks on you doing just that. It survives through your obedience and your obedience alone. I want you to listen to tense time. Philadelphia Federal Gazette. As civil representatives, not having their duty to the people before them, may attempt to tyrannize, as the military forces, which must be occasionally raised to defend our country, might pervert their power to injure, to injury of their fellow citizens, the people are confirmed by the article in the Second Amendment, 1789, okay, might pervert their power, talking about the bad guys like they're perverting the power today, to injure their fellow citizens, me and you, the people are confirmed by the article in their right to keep and bear their private arms. There's no debate here. We don't need to have another debate on the Second Amendment. No, what we need to do is we need to get rid of man's 10,000 commandments, get back to God's 10, and begin to bring justice upon the heads of the wicked in this country, Isaiah 26:9. And I want to end with this. And again, putting your feet on the ground of who we are, not what it is that they want you to think that we are, not what they want to do, bringing you to their perverse reality of a new world order, which is insanity, friends. They don't realize they're being set up as well. They're setting themselves up. The Bible says those that dig the ditch will fall into it themselves. They will. And it will surely come back upon their own heads. But listen to this. In ending, Samuel Adams, Massachusetts ratifying convention, said in 1788, the Constitution shall never be construed to prevent the people of the United States or peaceable citizens from ever keeping their own arms. Listen to what our forefathers said, read what the law states, and let's begin.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.